Picture yourself in a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, and cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog, that's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Uh-huh. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. There's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of it. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. It is WMFO. Mike on the mic here, 10:09 in the morning. Hope you're doing well. Good news. Destiny and Daddy are here. They're downstairs, and Mark is downstairs bringing them up the three flights of stairs up to the studio here, so they'll be here shortly. While we're here now, though, let me do a couple things. Let me tell you what we played in that last set. Started off with something new by the band called Nothing, brand new, called Vertigo Flowers. Face-to-face. Classic Boston band from the 80s. That was not 10-9-8. I typed 10-9-8. Under the Gun was what it was. XTC next, from the Tribute to XTC CD, Mayor of Simpleton. Spoon, one of the first songs I had by Spoon that just love, and I love the CD name too. It's Ga 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 Ga, and that was The Underdog. And then we heard No Doubt. Simple Kind of Life. Okay, everybody, I want to tell you something that's going on here in May in Hyannis, and it's being really pushed along by our friend David P. Riley. It's called the New England Blues Summit, and Dave Riley, our friend, has produced a special sneak peek kind of thing that we're going to play next week and the week after, a two-parter, and that's the April 16th and April 23rd, and you can find out about the New England Blues Summit at www.newenglandbluessummit.com. This, my friends, is a full three-day, all-inclusive weekend getaway that provides lodging, meals, and access to all New England Blues Society events and summit shows happening the week of May 13th through Sunday, May 15th. But, you know, I think that perhaps this guy can probably tell you a bunch more about it.
The New England Blues Summit, happening May 13th, 14th, and 15th. 3 days of blues on Cape Cod, featuring national blues artist Samantha Fish, Joe Louis Walker, the John Nemeth Band, and Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. We're also featuring the region's award-winning blues bands, so don't miss out. Purchase an all-inclusive weekend package or event tickets online at newenglandbluessummit.com.
Okay, so don't forget, happening right here, Hyannis, New England Blues Summit, weekend of Friday, May 13th through Sunday, May 15th. And don't forget, next week, Dave Riley will be here, and we'll have the part one of the sneak peek of the New England Blues Summit. Okay, Destiny and Daddy are just about here. I'm going to start off with something new until they get here. This is something called Off the Ground, and it's by a band called The Record Company, WMFO.
Don't know how it'll end, but I know where. Told my girl I'd be back. Operator, please, this is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be the voices calling me? They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken
Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mike on the mic, and I'm smiling at everybody across the table from me. This is cool.
This is very cool.
This is cool. I'll tell you what. Let's just introduce everybody from my left on. You are...
Destiny Curtis.
Welcome, Destiny, for the first time. I'm glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Okay. And Les Hurwitz is here, of course. Hey, Les.
I'm here. I'm in Bonnie Island. I'm looking for someone.
Okay. All right. It's very nice of you. And you, sir.
Yeah, Mike C., Det's dad in the house. And good to see you guys.
You
I feel
too.
Like we're on a spaceship. It's cool in
we
here.
We are. Just hold, you know, make sure your seatbelt's on.
Ground control.
And Mark Hurwitz is here as well.
I am here.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Barely. But
okay.
I am here. Those those steps are just so...
I know, you did them twice.
Twice. I mean, right now, I got to go to the doctor after this, actually.
Keep breathing, Mark. Yeah. Keep breathing.
All right, let me tell you about that short set, and then we'll just get to... I know Mike Costa has three songs in a row that we're going to play that are just out of this world. I don't even know anything about them.
Oh, boy.
But we'll do it. So talking about spaceships. Okay, we played a request for Tom Ruprecht, new music from an artist called The Record Company that was off the ground. The Black Keys, love that song, from Little Black Submarines. It's the title track. And a request for Lisa Menadou. Yeah,
yes.
She wanted to hear a great track, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, from the Raising Sand CD back in 2007. It's Killing the Blues.
And I have a recommendation for that album.
Okay.
Just drive around Vermont all day long and play that over and over and over again. It seems to work really well.
Allison and Bobby.
Okay,
yes,
what is the end result that you'd like from doing that exercise?
Never leaving Vermont.
Feel the burn.
Exactly.
All right. So, Mike,
yeah.
One half of Destiny and Daddy.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, give it to us. What do you
all
got?
Right. Should I tell you in advance or just talk about the lead track and then back announce? Because it's kind of cool as a surprise 1-2-3 KO.
I like that.
Yeah?
That's
so
fine.
Why don't we just roll with that? Or I'll start with David Bowie. David Bowie in the BBC studio in like 1969 talking to the studio people and doing Ziggy Stardust.
Okay, and remember, you have to push the button.
Ready, Teddy?
You're ready, Teddy.
Boom.
Here we go.
Guitar jamming. Cadillac, El D-Rock.
All right.
Wow.
WMFO.
I like the speakers.
We're having way too much fun.
That was a new song from Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Yeah. One of their quieter
tracks.
Yeah,
the sounds are silent.
Let's not even talk. Let's just rock.
All right. Hey, Mike, let us know what you just played in that three-song side. That was awesome.
Okay, so at the top it was David Bowie at the BBC back in like 1968. He'd go into the studio and do different alternative versions. That was Ziggy. Then Bruce Live, Cadillac Ranch. The band is a powerhouse. And then new Cheap Trick.
That was killer.
Pete on the
that
line
was great.
From the new album, Bang, Wait, Boom, so Zoom, Halal.
It sounds like you're saying pee on the line.
I know.
That's why I'm laughing at you.
That's why I was saying, what?
You guys need to put your mic and your headphones on.
You
I said
to,
heat.
Like,
you didn't.
Heat. You totally said pee on the line.
No, you're gross.
No, I'm not. You need to articulate.
I think you're gross.
Oh,
totally.
I beg your
that
pardon.
Was, I'm like so impressed with Cheap Trick right now. I want to hear that again.
They're like 70 years old.
Dude, they're in the Hall of Fame.
That's all right. On the ride home.
The spirit is ageless. The
full
spirit
throttle.
Is ageless.
It is, yeah. Absolutely.
You guys, it's WMFO. I'm
it
so
is.
Excited to be here. I've never been to this studio before. I'm psyched to be on your show and meet Les and Mark and have me down here. We got to leave in like 5 seconds. So
this is such a crazy cool space, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So we're going to bug you and come down again.
It'll switch it around because I usually bug you to come in.
I couldn't get up early in the morning. There's no way after what I had to do last night. So we don't have a lot of time, so we should play some music.
Okay.
I just pulled the Fools out of the old
record
closet.
Yeah, and I've got it ready
closet.
To play.
Yeah, I went to see them at their April Fool's show, which is actually April 2nd. And it's kind of funny. They never
fooling?
I'm not fooling. Okay. They never seemed to play on the actual day, but it was the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Salisbury Beach. And I figured we'd play Spent the Rent.
WMFO, Medford.
My name, if I didn't treat the waitress
WMFO, Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio, 10:53 in the morning. My God, so many people in here, so much fun. Hi, Destiny. Hi, Les. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, yeah, Mark.
No, my name's Mike.
Yeah, okay. And 11, Sue. Hi, Sue. She's coming up.
Hey, Sue.
The women.
Hey.
All right. Let me tell you what we just played. And Destiny, if you want, you can help. Where do we start?
We played Pins. I'll go backwards. Pins with a song called Young Girls off their album Wild Nights. That Dad, you brought that album down when I was that other station there. I don't know if I can say it or not. But I love that band. That album Wild Nights is fantastic. And if you get a chance, Pins will be in Alston April 15th at the Brighton Music Hall. So make a note of it. See if you can get in there and go check them out. Before that, I played The Darkness with I Have Always Had the Blues, and that's off their last album called Blast of Our Kind, and it's only on the deluxe edition, and that song is brilliant, and they will be at the Paradise, I believe it's May 4th, so that is a show you don't want to miss, let me tell you. The Darkness Live is phenomenal. You'll have the best time ever. And start off that set with, what the heck did we play? The Fools first. The Fools
first. And it was
first.
On vinyl.
Spent the rent. I had a good time. My husband and I went out to the Blue Ocean Music Hall for the April Fool's show and saw that. I thought, well, why don't we start off there with the Fools?
And was that the one where he was like on his shoulders? And,
yes. Yeah. Okay, so Mike is referring to, we went to go see The Darkness in the fall, actually, and they were playing at House of Blues. And my husband was the guy that usually at the end of the show, Justin, with a singer and guitar player, rhythm guitar player, and sometimes plays lead a lot, actually, he'll go on someone's shoulders through the crowd and just tear it up on the guitar, and that got to be my husband in the fall. It was really wicked fun.
His pictures
so
galore of that.
Go see The Darkness, and then go see Pins, and rock and roll is alive and well if you know where to find it.
That's right.
So true.
Okay, so about 5 minutes till 11, and Sue's right here. But we are going to spin one more track here from
Mr.
Costa here.
Thank you for letting me do that. It's a whole lot of fun.
Oh, I insist.
It's not really like we had a choice.
No, I love that.
I wasn't going to say that.
I'll say it.
Yeah, from the new Joe Bonamassa, Blues of Desperation, This Train. Joe is a piece of work. I'm sure a lot of the listeners know about him, and wow. So this track's a good way to finish the day.
Okay, cool. We'll do that, and then we'll come up and talk to Sue at WMFO.
Super.